Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding out Amar Rabbah, the last two words on the page on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. So it says the Gemara Amar Rabbah, Shama Mitzas Tkia Bebaru, Mitzas Tkia Al Sfas HaBar. What if a person heard part of the Tkia in the bar where we said you, meaning you heard, what that means is he heard partially an echo, but he also heard Al Sfas HaBar, he also heard partially an actual sound of a shofar, Yatza. Mixes Tkia Kodim Shalom Rashachar, Mixes Tkia Lach Shalom Rashachar, Lo Yatza. If someone started blowing a Tkia before Amud HaShachar, which is before the Zman of shofar, and that Tkia was a long enough Tkia that it extended till after Amud HaShachar, he's not Yotzei. So Gemara tries to figure out what the difference is between those two cases. What's the difference over there where you need the entire Tkia to be in Chiyuv and you don't have it, meaning with the Amud HaShachar case, Hachanami, when you hear part of it in the bar and part of it at the edge of a bar, don't you need the entire Tkia to be proper and you don't have it? Hachiyashi says, no, they're very different. Hasam, over there, when you hear some of the Tkia before Amud HaShachar, Laila Lavzman Chiyuv Klal, nighttime is not at all the Zman Chiyuv Shofar. But Hacha, when you hear part of the Shofar from a bar Makum Chiyuv Hu Lo Sanam Dem B'bar. Bar is a place of a Chiyuv Shofar for those who happen to be standing in the bar. So therefore, even if you heard Al Sfas HaBar, a little bit of the Kol Avara, it's not going to ruin your Tkiya Shofar. L'meimer D'Savar Rabba, Shama Tkiya Belo Tchilas Tkiya, Shama Sov Tkiya Belo Tchilas Tkiya Yatza? Does that mean that Rabba holds that if you hear the end of a Tkiya without hearing the beginning of a Tkiya, you're Yotzei? Because after all, you started hearing an echo, and then you hear a sound of a Shofar at the end, you're Yotzei. Umimela, and therefore it automatically turn out tchilas tkiya below sof tkiya yotza, that the same is true in the reverse. If you hear the beginning of the tkiya but not the end of the tkiya, you're also yotzei. Tashema, but I will bring you a proof that the Ikar Mitzvah of Tkiya and Rosh Hashanah is that you have to hear all of it, because as we discussed recently, the Ikar Mitzvah of Tkiya and Rosh Hashanah is to have 9 Tkiyos, 3 Siddarim of Tkiya through Tkiya, one from Malchus, one for Zichronos, one for Shofros, and Taka B'Rishonah, Moshe B'Chashanir Kishtayim. If let's say you blew the last Tkiya of your Malchus set long enough that it's as long as 2 Tkiyos, and you only get credit for the last Tkiya of the Malchios and not for the first Tkiya of the Zichronos. But am I to Salik Lepetati? So why doesn't it count as 2 if you could hear just the first half or just the second half? Say that the first half is for the Malchios and the second half is for the Zichronos. Answers Gemara, like we've answered recently, Psuki Tkiyos Me'adadi Lo Paskinan. We're not going to cut up an existing Tkiya. If you heard a Kol Avara, then a Kol Tkiya, so you don't say with just the end, just the Kol Tkiya. But we're not going to take one Tkiya blast and cut it up. So Gemara says, okay, Tashma, but I'll bring you another Raya against this idea that you can be Yotze with a partial Tkiya. That if you blow into a bar, into a pit, or anything else that makes an echo, and you hear the echo, you're not Yotze. Why don't we say that you're Yotze at the beginning before the echo kicked in, when you heard just the shofar at the beginning? So we're talking about the person who's tokeya for himself, and he started by being tokeya inside a bar, and in the middle of that tkiya, he went up to the edge of the bar. That's what we say, that even if when he was betoch bar, he heard kol shofar, because people in a bar will always hear the kol shofar, and when he came out of the bar, he heard the kol shofar, so he heard one long kol tkiya. That's why he was Yotze. Not because you're Yotze with the beginning without the end, or the end without the beginning. You're not. He was Yotze because it was all one long tkiya. Yachi mei lemeimra. But if that's true, if that's the case, then what's the chiddush? Of course you're Yotze. The whole tkiya was heard properly. Now, ma'al d'teim azim d'mapa kreshi v'akati shofar b'bar v'kamar b'kala kamash malan. I might have thought that it might happen that as he's lifting his head out of the bar, his head is going to go above the surface. surface of the bar. His ears will go above the surface of the bar, but the shofar will still be in the bar, and therefore the sound will become corrupted by the bar, because the sound is only good if it's emanating from the bar when you are still in the bar, when your ears are still in the bar. So kamash malon, that if the person is raising his head out of the bar as he goes, as he blows, that's perfectly fine. Amrav Yehuda, shofar shel olah lo yitka. Shofar of a carbon. Actually, let's make a main point over there. So the main point to say over there is that right, two versions of Rabba's chiddush. One version is that if you're partial kalavar or partial kol tkiya, you're yotzei. And the other version is that no, you're yotzei if you yourself are blowing inside a bar and in the middle of your tkiya, you stick your head out of the bar. Those are the two versions. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shofar shel ola lo yitka. A person should not blow a shofar of a carbon ola. If you take off the horn of a carbon ola, of an animal that was huktash as a carbon ola, when it's still alive, or right after you did the shechita, don't use it for shofar. Vim taka yatza, but if you did use it, you're yotze. B'shofar shel shlam lo yitka, vim taka lo yatza. If you do the same with the carbon shlamim, you're not yotze. My time, ola bas mi'ilihi, kivim demalma, nafka l'chulin. Since an ola is subject to mi'ila, to the iser of misappropriating Hagdish, so when someone uses it, he has now turned it into Chulin. It's only called misappropriated if he's able to take away its Kedusha and turn it into Chulin, and therefore it could be Yotze, because it's like a shofar of Chulin, even though he did a terrible Isser called Mi'ila. Shlamim Dav Me'ilin Inhu, but Shlamim that are not subject to Mi'ila, because Shlamim have a lower level of Kedusha, they're only Kachim Kalim, Yisuruhu Derachav Behu. There's an Isra'na from Kachim, but V'lo Nafki L'Chulin, it doesn't become chulin when you use it, so it remains kachim. That's why you're not allowed to use the. That's why you're not yotzei when you blow the shofar of a carbon shlamim. Maskif la Rava. So Rava asks, why is it that by a shofar of an ola you're yotzei? Emas ma'al. When did you violate me'ila? Lebasa detaka. After you already blew the shofar and used the shofar for your own purposes. Well, kikataka bi isurataka. When you blew the shofar at the time of the tekiya, it was you were violating the iser of using kachim with that tekiya, because you still weren't yotzei. It's the with a shofar of chulin. So it's a mitzvah b'aveira. How can we say yotzei yuchiv? Asks Rava. When you blow the shofar of an ola, it's not already chulin. It's becoming chulin as you're using it, as you're committing the meila. Isn't that a mitzvah b'aveira? Ela amar Rava echad zev echad zev lo yatza. You're not yotzei if you use a shofar shel ola or a shofar shel shlabim. Hadar amar. Then Rava went back and said, you yotze either way, because getting the mitzvah of shofar is not called hana'a at all. So main point number two, I guess, next main point, is that three possibilities of the halacha of using a shofar of a carbon. Possibility number one is shofar shel ola, since you've already committed mi'ila, you're yotze. But shel shlamim, since you haven't committed me'ila, you're not yotzei. Possibility number two is you're not yotzei with either one, because at the time that you're blowing it, it's still kodesh, it's not chulin. And possibility number three, which seems to be the maskana, is you yotzei with both of them. You yotzei with ola or shlamim, because that's not called getting hana'a. Mitzvah salav lehanos nitnu. The fact that you're getting a mitzvah with it is not considered to be hana'a at all. Don't blow a shofar of an animal that's of avodah zarah. Vim taka yatza. If you did, you yotze. B'shofar shel nidachas lo yitka. Don't blow a shofar of an ir nidachas. Vim taka lo yatza. And you're not yotze if you do. My taima. What's the reason that we distinguish between avodah zarah and ir nidachas? Ir nidachas ketutze mechtashire. Since the ir nidachas is not just an isra hana, but the whole city and all of its contents have to be burnt, it's as if the shofar is already burnt and therefore doesn't have the shear shofar. So let's make that a main point. While you're not allowed to blow a shofar of avodah zarah or ir nidachas, you're yotze with a shofar of avodah zarah, but not a shofar of ir nidachas. Is Kitusei Mechtashire, another critical sugya, big shas topic. Amarava, Mudra Nami Chavero, a person took a neder not to get Hana from his friend, mutul it koalot tkiya shel mitzvah. He's allowed to blow for him. The friend is allowed to blow for him tkiya shel mitzvah of shofar. Hamudra anami shofar. Person takes a neder not to get hanar from the shofar. Mutul koalot tkiya shel mitzvah. You could blow tkiya shel mitzvah from that shofar, because again, the idea is mitzvos are lovely hanos nitnu. It doesn't qualify as hanaa. It's not defined as hanaa when what you're doing is a mitzvah. Vamrava mudra anami chavero mazal of mechato. Someone has a neder hanar from his friend. He's allowed to sprinkle on him the paraduma water. At least in the winter time where it's not geshmak to have cold water sprinkled on you. But not during the summertime where he's going to enjoy the coolness of the water. If a person took a neder anan from a certain spring of water, one is allowed to go to that mikvah, to that mayan, for tevila during the winter time when it's freezing cold and it's not geshmak, but not during the summertime where he may enjoy the coolness of the mikvah. So the Gemara says, well, actually, before we move on to Mitzvah's Kavana, let's make another main point. The next main point will be that although Mitzvah's Lav Lehanus Nitnu, if there is physical pleasure along with the mitzvah, that would still count as hana'a. Like the sprinkling of cold water in the summertime, or dipping in a cold mikvah in the summertime. Physical pleasure, at the same time as a mitzvah, would count as hana'a. So now, the Gemara is going to move on to the major topic of mitzvah shrichas kavar. Sholcho le'lavo d'shmuel. Kifa'o v'achal matzah. If someone forced matzah down your throat on the first night of Pesach, yatza, you're yotze the mitzvah. Kfo man, who's forcing you to eat matzah? Ile mkfo shade, if it's because of some sort of ruach ra, some sort of demon that seizes a person and causes him to go crazy, and that's why he eats matzah. Vatanya, that just means the man is deranged. Vatanya itim chalam itim shot. If you have a person that's sometimes healthy and sometimes deranged, kishu chalam areu kipikech l'chol dvar, when he's of sound mind, he has a regular din of a bardas. When he's deranged, he has a din of a shota, and therefore he's pata from all mitzvahs, including matzah. So that can't be. It can't be that you yotze the mitzvah of matzah if you're eating matzah while you're deranged. So Ravashi shekfu parsim. No, it means that goyim forced him to eat matzah. So he didn't want to eat matzah. He wasn't having kavana to eat matzah. Nevertheless, he's yotze, because mitzvos ain't shrichos kavana, according to this opinion. Amar of Azos Meres, Tokei Lashir Yata. This implies that if someone blows shofar in order to make nice musical sounds, but not for the mitzvah, he's yotze. Pshita Hainuach. Yeah, of course, that's what would follow. You're just repeating the basic idea, the mitzvah ain't shrichos kavana. No, Mal Detei Mahasa Mechel Matzah Amar Achman of Ha'achal. One might have thought that it's different, because over there, by matzah, all the Torah says you have to do is eat matzah, and this guy ate matzah, even though he didn't want to, and he was being forced to. At the end of the day, he did what the Torah said he's supposed to do. But over here it says zichron trua, that there's got to be some kavana involved, some zikaron. So that's why I would think that it's no good. Kamashvalon, therefore it tells me, if you hold mitzvah Saint Shrich's kavana, you don't need to have kavana by matzah or by shofar. Alma k'sav rava mitzvah Saint Shrich's kavana. The bottom line is, though, it sounds that rava holds mitzvahs ain't Shrich's kavana. Eisvei ha'yikari b'tara. If you're reading from the Torah and it comes time for Kriya Shema, im kivin libo yata. If you're having kavana while you're reading, yotze. Vim lav lo yotze. If you're not having kavana for Kriya Shema, then you're not yotze. My lav kivin libo latzeis. Doesn't kivin libo mean that you're having kavana to be yotze the mitzvah? So you see that mitzvah strichos kavana, that you're only yotze if you have such kavana. Lo likros. It just means, kivin libo just means that you're having kavana to read the words properly. Likros hakakari. What do you mean kavana to read the words properly? You're reading the words. You're saying them. So bekari lagia. No, you're reading the sefer to correct any mistakes that there might be. So it could be that you're not trying to read the words properly. You're just being megamgam. You're just, you know, just sounding out the letters maybe. So the Mishnah comes to tell us that if you're careful to actually say the words, then you're yotze regardless of whether you're having kavan l'shei mitzvah. So I guess the last main point is, Rava's shita is mitzvos ein srichos kavana. Therefore, if someone stuffs matzah down your throat, or if you blow shofar for musical sounds, or if you're just reading the parsha of Shema from a Torah, you're automatically yotzei the mitzvah. This sugya of mitzvah shichas kavanah for zayin shichas kavanah will continue with next time on Chav Chesem Beis, starting with Ta Shema.